My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, is Davin angry and is Han a scammer? Listen and enjoy.
She goes, "You speak your mind, and I really like that. Yes, I just want to know if you're serious about me." I go, "I do. I don't know you. Why do I gotta be serious? I just met you, you daffy broad."
"If you're serious about you, you have a longer conversation with the girl that works at Burger King than this one."
"Well, she's gonna give me something I want for my money."
"That's true."
She goes, "Yeah, I understand that now." I go, "Well, I will not. I will not. Kids. I meant to write kiss. I will not kids your ass. Maybe you need a man who will." And then I correct, "Kids, not kids. I will not kiss your ass." I'm laying down the law. If she's going to scam me, it's going to be a straightforward scam. I'm not going to powder her ass, Joe.
"We're going to do this by the book."
Exactly. She goes, "You could see our chatting mood is different now because you are serious, LOL." I go, "Well, yeah, you pissed me off." She goes, "Are you angry now?" I go, "I have to care to be angry."
"Hold on, stop for a second." She said, I see our chatting tone is more serious now."
"Yeah."
"But isn't that what she wanted?"
"Yeah." So she asked me if you're angry now, and I thought this was a very good comeback. "I have to care to be angry." She goes, "Okay, get water and then drink and calm yourself." I'll go, "LOL, I would drink something stiffer." She goes, "I'm not a bad person to be with, though. I just want to know if you are for real or you are here to play games. Because that's what I'm here for. Because I'm trying to scam you. So I need to know, are you going to scam me back?"
It's almost like that Bugs Bunny cartoon. "Stay there while I try to kill you."
Yeah. The fucking balls on this woman. You know, "I need to know that your intentions are serious because I know mine aren't. But I need to know that you're all in." So, I mean, the gall.
"Yeah."
I go, "You are the one who wanted to talk to me. Maybe you are a scammer. I don't know you." She goes, "Because I've been hurt so many times and don't want that to happen to me anymore. I really want to meet someone serious. That's why I'm here on Instagram, reaching out to somebody who I've never met before. Because this is where I find serious relationships."
"Really? On Instagram?"
"That's what they say." And I actually wrote to her. I go, "Strangers on Instagram when you want to be serious?"
"Yeah, really."
She goes, "What are you crazy? You calling me scam? What do you mean by that?"
They got upset with that stuff because somebody sent me a message, a private message, and it was a woman, and I knew it was a scammer. She said, "Hi, how are you? You know, how are you?" And I go, "Hello, scammer." And still blanked you out. She goes, "What do you mean by that?" I didn't write her back, but it's like they get pissed off when you call them out.
Well, Joe, that's not how we play this game. You're supposed to try to entertain them. Not supposed to call him scam, right? You forgot how we do this. She goes, "What are you, crazy? You calling me scam? What do you mean by that?" I go, "I am not. I said you could be. We live close enough where that can be answered easily enough. I am willing to be nice and get to know you, but you have to be nice too." So she lives like in Albany, so I could drive and meet her. Which was a mistake by her by putting her so close to me.
"Well, she got to come back from England first or wherever the hell she is. Germany, right?"
"Germany, yes. Yes."
"Right."
She goes, "If you want to know more about me, you don't have to disrespect me because I will never do that to you." I go, "You already did disrespect me." She goes, "I'm a very humble woman, but that doesn't mean you will call me names that is not mine." I go, "You're nice, I'm nice. You're a bitch, I'm an ass. That's how this goes. I'm a great friend, I'm a terrible enemy." I'm telling her right now, Joe.
You want to know something? Think about how long we've been, just tonight.
Right.
How long this segment has been going. We've been doing this. Reading this segment for about 20 minutes.
Right.
Okay. This is the first part of the segment. If this is a dinner date, the appetizer hasn't even come yet.
You know what? Somebody's going to go to the restroom and not come back. That's how this is going.
Right. Right.
She goes, "Do you live alone or with someone?" I go, "LOL, are you coming over so we can finish arguing in person?" She goes, "Maybe, LOL." She likes this. I go, "Cool." She goes, "You're so funny." I go, "I like your moxie." She goes, "You're..."
"Oh, good, nice pass, Nana."
"Hi, hey now.
You have gumption."
She does. I like her gumption, too. She goes, "You are a great man, but also stubborn, LOL." Well, I am a great man.
Then stubborn, too. LOL.
Shut up. I go, I am stubborn. So are you. She goes, nah, I'm not. I go, see, arguing again, LOL. She doesn't know how these arguments go, Joe.
Right. It's a two-way street with this shit.
She goes, LOL, stop. You're making me laugh. I go, I forgot. You weren't serious. No more laugh for you. She goes, okay, sorry. I want to laugh more, LOL. What kind of man are you, Davin? I go, I don't know, Han. I'm just me. My friends and enemies could tell you what kind of man I am. I try to do good. I hate those who hurt others purposely. I am imperfect. That's what type of man I am. She goes, I really like you. Don't think too far about that. I just like you as a man, LOL. I hope you're not setting your bed now. Ha, ha, ha. I go, what do you mean, setting my bed? I don't even know what that means.
Really? Making your bed.
Ah. She goes, just kidding, LOL. I go, was that a joke about sleeping together? She goes, yes, just kidding. How long have you been single, and do you still want to remarry? I never talked about being single or remarrying.
Yeah, really? Somebody's trying to sit on two horses with one ass right now.
Good phrase.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.